Hello, baby. It's been a minute, hasn't it? You see, I've just been so busy with work and recording and editing that I feel like I haven't gotten a night to just sit there with my thoughts, listen to music, and just edge for a while. So that's exactly what I've done today. Now I know what you're thinking. Why would you edge without me? Why wouldn't you let me hear every single word and send me links to everything that you're watching and reading? Well, baby, I'm not watching or reading anything. No. I'm doing something far more fun. You see, I have certain fantasies that I just aren't great examples of porn of. One that I've potentially shared before, but never really get sick of. And one that I'm going to come to today. You see, there's not a lot of porn made for bulls. There's not a lot of porn for men who want to make other men cry while they come from getting fucked in the ass, from watching their masculinity melt away as they feel just how fucking good it feels. Why do you think I wanted a hands-free orgasm so bad? Do you think it was because I wanted to bottom? Not at all. I did it because I wanted to know exactly what they'd feel when I bottomed out against their prostate and hammered it over and over and over again until they fucking came all over their pretty face. You see, that's the beauty of it. I can push their hips up while I fuck them, and I can face them with inevitability. Not only are they loving the cock of the man that fucked their wife in front of them, they're gonna come on their own face from it. And I know exactly what that feeling does to somebody. I know exactly how weak I felt, how impressionable I was, how I would have done anything for anyone in that moment as I came. Oh, you see, any feelings of hesitation, of doubt, oh, it'll all be gone while he empties his load onto his own fucking face while I laugh. Because I'll know that I fucking took him. And that's the beauty of it. Why settle for one woman? One beautiful, gorgeous woman. When I could have her man as a toy as well. Just a toy, though. She's the main show, you know. How could I ever do anything without a main lead? Every fantasy revolves around her. I mean, just imagine watching your boyfriend or husband, however tough they may be, hell, even a crush. You could sit on their face and watch while I fuck them in the ass. Hell, if you bend down, you could even suck them off and tease them and taunt them for how good it must feel. Oh, even better, if you wanted to set some rules, I'd play along. Say if he stops eating, I stop fucking. See how fast he starts to beg. See how eager he gets to eat out your pussy from beneath you. Let's see how generous of a lover he becomes when all of a sudden he's the one that has to beg for even just a little bit of motion. I'm willing to bet that you'd see a side of him you've never seen before. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, it's so good. We could go out, buy him a pretty dress, cute fucking panties, and plug him up and make him walk around. It'd be even better if he's not used to it yet, those gingerly little steps. He's feeling every sensation you've ever felt taking his pathetic cock. Except now you get mine whenever you want it. Ugh, but see, I'm not always so nice. Maybe one day you text me to come over, and that he needs a lesson. I tell you that you're being very greedy, and I'll need something. I'll need you to warm him up before I come over. You can edge him and edge him and edge him for hours. And then deny, 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 deny every time texting me that he's lost another one, that he's desperate, but I text back, it's not enough. I need him fucking begging. And then right when you think he just might be ready for what I've got in mind, you get to send me a photo. I need proof that he's ready. I need proof that his cock is locked up for me, and that when I come over, he's gonna spread for me and beg for an orgasm, the only way he'll know how anymore. You see, if I don't get to have his cock, why should you? Besides, he'll be even more desperate when the very fucking thing that you've grown accustomed to having available to you isn't there anymore. I mean, what do you do if you wake up and you're horny? Your little locked husband can eat your pussy for you, but that's not enough, is it? And worship your ass, play with your tits. Maybe he'll even hold that fucking dildo in his hands and fuck you with it, but it's not enough. We both know it's true. So I come over, and I show him what he can't do anymore. He can't fill you up. He can't be the one to feel you wrapped around. He can't be the one to hear his name moaned. He can't be the one to fucking breed you if you need it. No, no, no. He gets to be the one that licks your clit while I rail you from behind. He gets to be the one to get his balls slapped when he misbehaves. He gets to be the one to learn to come with a vibrator, just like you did when his pathetic cock couldn't satisfy you. And what do I get? I get a beautiful couple, both bent over for me, vying for my attention. Oh, it's not so bad, in my opinion. Ugh. And don't worry. No matter how much I play making the two of you fight, you and I, we always know that you'll win. Hell, maybe even a little cuck knows it, but he always wants it first, but he'll never get it. No, no, your pussy always gets my full fucking attention first, and he can watch. He can eat and lick and touch as much as he fucking wants. And when it's over, if there's any left, I'll give it to him while he cleans you up. Would that make you happy, baby? To watch your bull fuck your pathetic fucking man in the ass while he licks up your fucking clit. Oh, yes, baby. I want to look you in the eye while I fuck your goddamn boyfriend in the ass. Oh, God. I want to make him clean us up. I want to make him beg for me to fuck you. Oh, oh God, I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to come so fucking hard, baby. Oh, it's all yours. Like I said, he doesn't deserve any of it. You deserve all of it. You deserve two fucking men. Oh my God. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Fuck. Oh, I got it on my fucking microphone. Oh. Oh. Well, I meant what I said. Obviously, this is all fantasy. And relationships are beautiful and deserve to be respected, but God, it's fucking fun disrespecting them.